Greetings and salutations, everyone. This is episode 28 of the Just Keep Spinning podcast. My name is Andrea and I'm here with...
I'm Andrew.
We have no interview this week. We didn't want to force anyone in that third chair because, you know, busy week for most people. A lot of people celebrate Christmas. We celebrate Christmas. So it's just a really busy time of year and we know people like to spend their time with their family or getting stuff done that they need to get done for the holiday. So let's go ahead and just jump right into this really quick. The event that I'm going to be highlighting this week is going to be Dayla. We interviewed Dayla, when was it?
2 weeks ago we interviewed Dayla.
Yeah, so Dayla is having her annual night for her residency at the Bikini
Lounge. Is it annual or is it monthly?
Monthly. I guess annual has a different connotation. So monthly like is better for me to say. Her monthly residency at Bikini Lounge, it's this Saturday, December 22nd from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., and she's actually having a guest come and play, and it's me, Drea.
Drea,
myself, actually, will be there playing, and I'm nervous because I'm nervous every time I play. I don't care if it's like one person or 20 people or whatever. I'm just a nervous person, but I'm also, on the same token, more excited than I am nervous. So I'm going to be there playing some music, and of course Dayla will be there blowing the roof off that place like she always does. So I'm really excited. Like I said, I'm excited about that, and I'm super grateful and thankful to Dayla for asking me to play. So, next episode, I'm sure I'll have an update on that, let you guys know how it goes, and I will just, I hope to see you guys there. Somebody, anyone.
Yeah, I mean... For the next couple of weeks, it'll just be me and Drea doing our thing. It's like I said, we've been super busy with the holidays, so I'm sure everyone else has been super busy as well. So we don't want to force anybody in the chair.
Exactly, into the third chair. So, Andrew, I have a question. Do you have any pickups?
We have...
Well, hold on. Let me. Do you have any pickups you can tell me about that Santa didn't bring?
I have some stuff that Santa brought me in the mail. But those are... You know, top secret. But as far as pickups that we both are aware of.
Did you say pop secret like the popcorn or top secret?
I said top secret. But if it sounded like pop secret like the popcorn, I am very sorry.
You're like, you just spoiled your own gift. I got you popcorn.
We went out to one of the local spots out here in Phoenix. That's not necessarily a local record spot, but one of the spots we dig at. And we were able to get a couple records.
Do you prefer Orville Redenbacher or Pop Secret? Orville Redenbacher is the one that has the guy, the older dude.
Remember? I mean, I think back in the day, if we were getting popcorn at my family's, it was a special occasion. It was like the movie theater one. It had like the movie ticket on it. Mm-hmm. That was like only a special occasion. Like we'd buy it from Blockbuster and pay like $8 for the same fucking bag. Yeah, because
it's the 90s, so you did the Blockbuster night with the movie.
But usually pizza. It was just usually the store brand or Pop Secret. Or Ruckenbacher was always more expensive. So
but we got it. Let me tell you guys, I'm going to let you in on a little Baldonado secret over here. There is somebody in Andrew's family that makes the best popcorn you'll ever have in your life. And every time I go to this person's house, I go and I literally ask, do you have any popcorn that you made? Because I don't know what it is, but she makes it so good. And she puts I think it's sea salt or what is it?
I don't know. She always makes it and she...
But there's no butter? No butter? Yeah. Nope.
She makes it all the time, so it's not like she doesn't. She, like, eats it constantly, so that is her
Sometimes snack. It's her dinner.
That is her snack and her dinner. She always is eating popcorn. So she's gotten pretty good at it.
Yeah, so shout out to my mother-in-law, yes, Rose.
That is my mom that makes that popcorn.
She's a popcorn lady. So anyways, before I really interrupted you to ask you about Orville Redenbacher Pop Secret, what were you saying?
Do you guys prefer, Orville Redenbacher or Pop Secret?
Let us know.
In the comments. Oh, we forgot about all the social media. We'll get to the social media at the end of this episode. Yeah. Anyways, we picked up a couple of things from one of the local spots that's not a record store, but is a spot that you can find records.
Like a thrift store.
Like a thrift store, yeah. I picked up Beverly Hills Cop soundtrack, sealed, with the promo stickers on there. I was pretty excited.
I was going to say, like, do we have that? That's what I was wondering why you bought it. It's because I didn't even know that it was sealed and had the promo stickers.
It's still sealed and has promo stickers, and it was a whole dollar, so I wasn't just going to leave it there.
I'm surprised you didn't post it so you can post it for Julian. I'm shocked.
I will post it, because me and Julian did talk about soundtracks, and he was talking about, I believe, I can't think of what soundtrack we were talking about. I'm sure Julian, if he does listen to this, he will say, we were talking about this soundtrack, but...
You can text him tomorrow.
I will text him tomorrow and talk about the soundtrack. And then, Drea, you picked something up too there.
I think it was just a Crystal Gale record. I don't remember. It wasn't something that was super memorable. It's just kind of something that I looked at. And I always look at the CDs. Saw some stuff there, but nothing I really wanted to grab. But that's our only pickups because, like we said, we're trying to be good. It's the holiday, so I'm always looking for... I love the holiday, so... But, we've been, trying to keep it to a minimum on our pickups, so...
Yes, indeed. So, as far as that... Oh, it is... So, last week I could not look up the Hot 100 for you guys, and I am very sorry about that, but Billboard was being... stupid and would not let me do it, so I will do it this week. And so, Drea, do you have an idea of what song on December 16th, 1988 was number one song?
Let's see, I was 3 years old. I was a little over three, and geez, I'm not sure. I actually have memories from when I was 3 years old, but I don't know. Is it more like in the rap genre? Like
hip-hop? No, it's like rock, classic rockish.
Okay, classic rock or
it's one of those weird like
Cause
it's
classic
like
a rock, mom rock to me is like Led Zeppelin. Like a mom rock. Oh, this is like the Go Go's. No, that's earlier '80s. I don't know. Just go top 10.
You want to do top 10? All right, I'll give you top.
Okay,
10.
So do like start it, and then when you get to number one, then you can make me guess.
Okay. Number 10 was Walk on Water, Eddie Money. Number 9 was Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses.
That's what I think of.
Yes.
The Velociraptors.
The Velociraptors. There's a story behind that. Ask us in person one day about that story.
Exactly.
Number 8 was Breathe, How Can I Fall? Number 7 was Duran Duran, I Don't Want Your Love. Number 6 was Will to Power, Baby, I Love Your Way, and Freebird Melody.
I have no clue what that is at all.
I don't know what that is either. Number 5 is Boy Meets Girl, Waiting for a Star to Fall. Number 4 is Bobby Brown, My Prerogative. That is a classic.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know that song, you should listen to that song. Or if you've never listened to that song and you don't have appreciation for it, you really need to find some appreciation for that song.
That song reminds me of being in that... Remember I told you how my abuelita had that van... And we would go visit my tío in prison in Douglas. we'd be in the van. And, it was one of those vans that had, carpeting. And there was no back seats. But there was, the bench seat along the van, against the... Yeah. I can't... What, like, not it's the like wall, the but... Wall.
Yeah, but, the walls of the car.
Yeah, yeah, and then there's, a table, where you would sit because it's a
conversion
a,
van.
Yeah, so we would sit in there, but it was super old, and the van was orange. It was a Dodge, and it had a ladder. I remember there was a window in the back, but I remember that was the time, and a few years after that too. But we would get in the van, and this is when you used to be able to make the prisoners food. So if you didn't know that, you used to actually be able to make food and take it to your prisoner of choice, who was locked up, and whatever, you prepare foods and you take it. You make a whole day of a picnic thing, and you go and take the food. And of course, they would look through and all this stuff. But I remember that was one of the songs that was playing one of the many times that we went to go visit my Theo and Douglas when he was over there. Was My Prerogative by Bobby Brown. I told you I had memories from when I was three.
So
prison memories.
So I got some prison memories from when she was three. That is an awesome story, though.
Okay, so what's number two?
Number three. That was number four.
Oh shoot. Okay.
Number three was Anita Baker. Giving you the best that I got. Number two was Poison. Every rose has its thorn, which is probably the most dramatic.
I hate that but song.
Rock song I've ever heard. Okay, in my life.
Hate's a little strong. I think that song.
You
want to
try number one?
Okay, guess? So is it in that vein of Poison?
It's not. Is it rock?
Oh, so it's not Motley Crue.
No.
It's not Motley. So when you say mom rock, you, Journey? No, because...
Like similar to like
but
Journey.
Not Journey, because Journey was earlier.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This is Def a pretty Leopard? Old band. This is an older Def band. Def Leppard? No.
Gosh, give me some type of hint besides mom rock. Like what?
It's, the name of the band is based out of... it's the name of it is based on a city. That should tell you what it is.
I'm drawing a blank. Based on a city.
Yeah. Like, it's actually a city.
My God, there's so many cities. What state?
I can't tell Andrew's you. Like, give you it away.
Yeah, I'm not.
This isn't a goddamn geography fucking
that's
test.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know. Tell me what state.
I will tell you after you. I tell,
tell
you
what. Tell me the state.
No, it'll give it away.
Well, if
anyways,
you want me to guess.
Number
no,
one.
Tell me the state, please. You're making Illinois. Me cry on this podcast. I'm going to do my little
Illinois,
Diddy Kong noise.
It's in Illinois.
It's Illinois.
Illinois.
Chicago?
Yes.
Really? In 88?
Yes, in 88. Look Away was a song. I don't even know what song that is, but it's definitely
we
mom rock.
We probably know the song.
It's definitely mom rock because my mom likes Chicago.
I was just going to say, he's calling it mom rock because one of the last times we were at his mom's house, she had a Chicago LP. And
she was talking about how much she loves Chicago.
Yeah, and we played it and she was happy. And you know what? I did eat some of her popcorn that day that she made.
So, it being the holidays... we decided that we're going to do a second version of the segment.
Okay, I have a really quick question.
Sure.
Is there any way possible, do you think that Santa could bring me a big sack of your mom's popcorn for Christmas?
I can put a request in and see if there's a big sack of popcorn that can come to you.
Okay, from your mom. Only your mom. That's I don't want it from anybody else. Okay, go on.
Anywho. Sorry. Moving on.
Anyways, yes.
So we're going to do the top 10 songs on this day, but the farthest back it would let me go is 2011, which I don't understand.
For the Christmas
song. So it's the holiday 100. So this is number, I'll do the top 10 for this. Number 10 was Wham! Last Christmas, which is a great song. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Happy Xmas. Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Jose Feliciano, Feliz Navidad.
Wow, I never would have guessed when you said Jose Feliciano.
Yeah. Blur Ives, A Holly Jolly Christmas. Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock. Nat King Cole, The Christmas Song. Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Mistletoe, Justin Bieber, so you know this is 2011. And number one, which is, she has been on the number one on every
MC.
Time. Yeah, every time I look, it's Mariah Carey. All
the
I
Queen,
want for Christmas is you.
I heard, I don't know how true it is, but I read this thing and it says Mariah Carey's most powerful during Christmas time. That's when she's at her all-time peak, like level 9,000 is during Christmas.
So it doesn't surprise me.
The Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey.
So what's our main subject today?
I guess Christmas, Christmas music, songs, maybe potentially albums. I love Christmas. Andrew, do you love Christmas?
I love Christmas. I like Christmas lights a lot. Like, I like hanging my Christmas lights every year. I like being, we use the C9 bulbs, which are super bright, and like glass, because they're really bright.
Andrew uses C9s because he thinks he's Clark
Griswold. Clark Griswold. Clark Griswold. But the other reason why is because in our old neighborhood back in Phoenix, it was really dark. And so when we turn our Christmas lights on, we would light up the whole fucking block with those mothers. So we were the only people to hang up Christmas lights in our house.
Well, there was this one house that was across the street and about two houses down that had Christmas lights up all year in the window. So that one, I don't know what was going on.
Well, they
that
do
house.
Change them with the holiday.
I mean, not really. Come on now.
I mean,
but yeah,
I think
it was,
old. They're old.
It was a little sad, the block that we lived on. But then our house was like, yeah. So we moved over here, like we said, to suburbia over here. And I told Andrew, and Mimi told Andrew, our daughter, she was like, Dad, you need to step up your game because there's other people on this block that have Christmas lights. And our neighbor across the street, they have like these crazy deer.
They're like gigantic deer. Not those little
and
shitty
lit
deer.
Lit up.
Yeah, so... But I'm going to, you know, it's really close to Christmas. We've been busy, like we've said, but I'm going to make sure that this week I get some Christmas lights, more Christmas lights up just to make people remember how great my house is and how mediocre their houses are.
we take Christmas pretty serious, and we've watched some Christmas movies. Of course, we've watched a lot of classics like Charlie Brown Christmas, Elf. That's a modern classic. Have we watched any other Christmas movies? I think we have.
We've watched a couple. There's a different Charlie Brown we watched, like Tales from Charlie Brown.
Don't hate.
I ain't hating. And of course, we watched A Christmas Vacation, which is one of our favorites in this house.
And that that Christmas song, The Christmas Time Is Here, that one, I love that song so much. That's such a beautiful classic song to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the songs that, because in Arizona, if you're in Arizona, you know that at 99.9, they play Christmas music nonstop. Like, literally 24/7, they are playing Christmas music from, like, I think this year they started before Thanksgiving all the way up to Christmas Day. And then after Christmas Day, it goes back to normal programming. But they play nonstop Christmas music. And it's one of the, that's one of the songs that I look forward to. And the songs I don't look forward to are anything by Michael Bublé.
Yeah, Bublé. We're not fans of Bublé in this house. Sorry if there's any Bublé fans out there.
Yeah, Michael Bublé is a wannabe Frank Sinatra, and you know, yeah, I said it, sorry, and he's just not that good. He from which is funny that my coworker told me that he did an interview and he's kind of like disappointed that, you know, only thing he's known for is his Christmas album, and it's not even that good. So it's like, be happy about that you're known for something, at least your Christmas album, because you suck and so does your album and you're not that good.
So as far as male Christmas singers go, who's your favorite? I think I know the answer, but I'm going to put it out there and ask him the question. Who's your favorite male Christmas singer?
So if I have to go with like a classic male Christmas singer, I'll go with Nat King Cole, because he does all the classic songs. I love his voice. It's like perfect. It's classic, but more modern, probably within the next like past 10 years. I'm going to go with Josh Groban, the Grove Man.
Believe it or not, yeah, that is his favorite male Christmas singer, modern, I guess you can say, is going to be Josh Groban. Are there any like Christmas songs in particular that...
Oh, who's your... Wait, hold on. Who's your favorite male Christmas singers?
I don't... Like, I mean, I like a lot of like the classic, like the Burl Ives, the Andy Williams, like the versions, and but I think that it's only because I'm super familiar with those. But DJ Jazzy Jeff has a freaking amazing holiday Christmas mix up. He has a Mixcloud. If you just go on Mixcloud and put DJ Jazzy Jeff in, it'll pop up. But it's so good because it's stuff that I kind of, some of the stuff I've heard before, but not all the time. And some of the stuff I had never heard until I listened to his mix, but I listen to that mix all the time. I love, like I said, listening to Christmas music. And there's a lot of like R&B Christmas music in there, which I love. And there's some rap Christmas music. So as far as my favorite classic male Christmas singer, I mean, I guess I'm going to have to go with Nat too. It's like, you can't really go wrong. It's classic. It's nice. It has a timeless feel to it. My favorite, I said that was classic. Modern, jeez, I don't know. But I will say one of my favorite most modern Christmas songs, which if you're taking the time to bother to listen to this, you're going to laugh at me, is Under My Tree by NSYNC.
So is NSYNC, specifically JC, your favorite modern male Christmas singer?
I would say no. I feel like I had so many answers before we turned the mic on, and now I'm just drawing a blank. But he is one of my favorite modern male Christmas singers, and I wish JC would just release a freaking Christmas solo Christmas album. Like, that would make me happy.
Maybe he'll hear this one day and be like, oh, you know what? I need to listen to Dreya.
The girl with the tunes.
The girl with the tunes. She knows what she's talking about.
He doesn't have an accent.
I know, but I'm going to accent because you said the way you said it. Like, he has an accent. So I talk like you.
Okay, so what's funny is that I was listening to Under My Tree by NSYNC, and I was listening to it, just listening to it while working. And I'm like, this song, like now, you know, I listen to it every Christmas since basically it came out. But I was like, this song reminds me so much of another slow jam from that era, because Under My Tree is a slow jam tempo, like pop R&B song. but Christmas. It's kind of creepy because there's a line in the song where he says, I want you under my tree and I wish Santa would be here to see. I'm like, you really want Santa to watch you do that? Like, that's really creepy. Yeah, I was taken aback. But
stinking creeper. Instincts are creepers, dude.
Instincts are creepers. But anyways, God, I forgot what I was saying, but...
They're like that snowman at Target.
Oh, God. There's a snowman at Target that our daughter hates because she said he looks kind of creepy. So he must have been watching through the window and looking under that tree, too, waiting for Santa to come watch what they were doing. But if you haven't heard that song, just go look it up. It's like I said, I like the production on it. It's really good. But it actually sounds... And I told Andrew, I'm like, hey... Because I knew what song I was thinking about. And I told Andrew, hey, I'm going to play this song and let me ask you, what does it remind you of? And what did you say?
I can't even remember. I know you asked.
I'll Never Break Your Heart by Backstreet Boys.
Oh, yes. So they completely ripped off I'll Never Break Your Heart by the Backstreet Boys.
It's not even a ripoff. So you need to pause because the same person that wrote and produced that song wrote and produced Under My Tree.
So he ripped himself off.
Yeah, he ripped himself off. Okay. Gave NSYNC the Christmas leftovers with that. So anyhow, but what would you say? Do you actually have Christmas albums that you like or more Christmas songs?
I believe the, was it Phil Spector one we have?
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite one that we have. We have the Elvis Christmas. Obviously, it's classic. But one of my favorite, most fun Christmas albums is the Bad Religion Christmas album. I really like, that's like when I'm at work and I want to listen to some Christmas music. Like they're obviously
but more up-tempo.
But more up-tempo where I'm not like, you know, because in my line of work, something down-tempo will slow me down. I'll listen to that and, you know, it's just really, really good. It's just like, it's perfect. The way they did it really, really good and they have such good harmonies as it is. So it like really, really fit perfect Christmas music.
That's one of my favorite. And I love their rendition of Little Drummer Boy.
Yeah, their Little Drummer Boy was pretty on point.
Yeah, because there's so many versions of that song, but that one in particular is not the best, but it's one of my favorites. Some of my favorite Christmas albums are, because I like to listen to like mixes and stuff, but I sometimes just love Christmas albums. Like he said, the Phil Spector, the Merry Christmas to You, I believe it's called, or yeah. For You. Okay. That one, it's a classic one. You know, Phil Spector has like Marshmallow World and Darling Love and... I don't know. There's just so much beautiful songs.
Is Big Bulbs on that one?
No. So the other one that he's referencing right now is the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings album, the holiday album. I think it's called Holiday Soul Party. But it goes, baby, you got them big bulbs like that. And Andrew's like, every time I listen to it, he just kind of gives me a glance.
I mean, she's saying bulbs, B-U-L-B-S. But it sounds like she's saying something else. And you can use your imagination and it'll tell you exactly what you're thinking.
But the way she says it, I think she says, baby, you got them big bulbs flashing in your window tonight. So, you know.
Yeah, so it kind of gives, obviously, you're talking about light bulbs.
So do you think the bulbs that she's looking at are under the tree with NSYNC?
There's a good chance that they might be under the tree with NSYNC, which is very, very... weird. I don't know what else to say about it. Okay. It's just kind of weird.
Andrew's all uncomfortable with the under my tree and the bulbs, and even though he loves big bulbs on his house.
So. I have big bulbs on our house.
Yes, he does. So, like I said, the Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, that's a beautiful album. I can listen to that on repeat from beginning to end. Same with the Phil Spector one. The Kacey Musgraves, I can't remember the name of her Christmas album, but that one, I had actually Andrew listen to it, and a friend of ours, Lindsay, she's the one that actually told me last year, like, hey, you should listen to this Christmas album because she loves Christmas music. She knows I like Christmas music, and it instantly became a favorite, and I listened to it, you know, during Christmas time at least once a day. Remember she had that song with Willie?
Yeah, Kacey Musgraves album. I thought, you know, we listened to it. And, you know, we're not very big into country in our family. It's not one of the things we listen to regularly. So I was kind of skeptical if it was going to be any good. Obviously, it was on recommendation from somebody we know who has really good taste. So we gave it a listen. I was really impressed with, like, her original songs were, you know, weren't just like, you know, just... some bullshit songs, because there's a lot of artists that make their own original Christmas songs and they're fucking garbage. So, you know, that's one of the things that I was really appreciated. And she made one with Willie Nelson. And, you know, she had a lot of, like, underwriting
references
to getting high and weed, but not coming out and saying it.
But it was classy.
But it was classy. She talked about getting high in a very classy way.
She says, I hope that, I think it's something like, basically, I hope we stay as high as the angel on top of your tree. And there were just, there's so many, and it's have a very Willy Christmas instead of very merry, very Willy. Have yourself a very Willy Christmas and go like that. I don't know. Just, it's such a good song. Even
really, Willy, really.
Yeah, Willy. Yeah. Really Willy Christmas. And then
kind of a tongue twister.
And her version, actually, I was surprised and I actually really loved it. Her version of Feliz Navidad is really good.
Yeah, she actually got some legit people playing on it. I don't know if they're, like, you know, I don't know anything about them, but, you know, they're really, really well. She did a very good job of it.
Yeah, so, like I said, that whole album, the covers that she has on there and the actual original songs, it's all good. I never skip a song on that album. Another Christmas album I really like is the Motown Christmas. That one, though, I don't listen to all the time. Not because it's not really good, but because I ended up listening to the Stevie Wonder Christmas album, which has some of my most favorite, beautiful, and he might be one of my favorite classic Christmas singers. Singers in general, but especially for Christmas. Someday at Christmas, The Little Christmas Tree, those two songs, and that whole album is so good. It has such a good feeling, and it makes you nostalgic. Like, I don't know. I love that album. Gosh, I just listen to so many Christmas albums. Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album, Wrapped in Red. I don't care. That one's really good. And Kelly got some pipes, so, you know, she can pull a lot off.
I mean, like, Josh Groban's Christmas album is good, but the best song he has is not on that album. So we went through, I was actually looking for it on LP, and I was going to buy it, and I was like, you know what, let me make sure the song I like, the song I like, is on there. And it turned out it was not on there, so I was pretty upset. The song I like the most by him is A Holy Night, his rendition of it. It's just so good. It's just, you know, I believe he did it live at a play. So, like, you can't find it on the internet except for just, like, on a YouTube video. But it's so good. And he has one of the, I think it's
Well, they play it on that on 99.9.
Yeah, they play it on 99.9. But I think it's Faith Evans. You have a song with her?
Yeah, I can't remember what song it is right now. But, yeah, he has a song with Faith Hill.
Faith Hill.
Well, Faith Evans is R&B.
Totally different
Faith
artist. Hill's
country. Bad. You need Tim McGraw. That's what you're thinking. Faith Hill. Faith Evans is, you know,
Puff Daddy.
Yeah, that whole thing. Biggie's wife. So, gosh, there's...
At least I got the first name right.
I'm proud of you because usually you mix it up.
First Noel. That's the song.
Yes, yes.
That is actually on the LP, but that song's not good enough for me to buy it. But I do listen to that album.
And there's some other, I think, Christmas album. And of course, I love, not every single song on there to me is worth listening to, but I really do like the NSYNC Christmas album, even just for basically, if I had to select three songs, it would be Under My Tree, the Creepy Santa Watching Me Do Bad Things song, and
All right.
The Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, which is another original song off that album, I believe. I think it is. I want to say it is. Maybe I'm wrong. And their cover of O Holy Night, because it's a cappella. And I love a cappella. Like, I love a good a cappella tune. So, one of my favorite absolute Christmas songs of all time is.
Wait, before you say that.
What?
What's the song you hate the most?
Christmas song I hate the most?
Like, when you see here, you're just like, ugh, I don't want to hear this shit.
I don't know. I know there's one, but I can't remember what it is right now. Do you have one in particular? You can't just say anything by Michael Bublé.
Is anything by Michael Bublé. No. But I think his version of, I think Jingle All the Way is probably the shittiest one he has.
Jingle All the Way?
Yeah. Or
he's thinking of Troubleman.
Troubleman. Oh, Jingle Bells, excuse me. You can only just jingle all the way to the fucking song.
I know what you're talking about.
Turbo Mod. All right, so
Jingle Bells. That's what you're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, he just did a shitty version of it.
What if he did that, but he did like Jingle Bells, Batman Smells?
I think he'd make it even fucking worse by saying it like that. Because he's so... You know what? I know people love him, but I just don't. I just can't get into him. He just fucking sucks. I'm sorry. And anybody who's out there who's listening to this and they're like, no way, Bobley's the best. I'm like, Bobley, what the fuck is
Boba, his name? Mike Boba.
Boba, the thing you drink. He is the worst. He's just so generic. And there's so many artists who have done it way before him who sing the song so much better. And, you know, it could be also because my family, like, lost their freaking minds over Michael Bublé. Because he sounds similar to Frank Sinatra, and we're not Frank Sinatra fans in this house, but we're not huge Frank Sinatra fans in this house. So, yeah. So, you know, Jingle Bells, Michael Bublé, he sucks dick, and I'm not gonna listen to it.
Yeah, he just hates Bublé.
I'm not a big fan.
But I do like listening to the Night Before Christmas soundtrack. I'll listen to that during non-Christmas times too. But I like to listen to, you know, Making Christmas. That.
Yeah, but what's the song you hate the most?
I don't know. I can't think. I can tell you what movie I don't care for, but the song that
I'll save for the movies for next week.
The song that I dislike the most. Have I mentioned anything?
No, you're pretty much on point with all Christmas music.
Of course, and then Last Christmas by Wham is a beautiful song. Modern. It's more, you know, modern than something old. Another, obviously, the other Christmas album that I failed to mention was, of course, Mariah Carey.
We get to MC towards the end of this. That's what I was thinking, because MC is in a class all her own.
I love her version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I love that. She just has I can listen to the album from beginning to end.
And she has two Christmas albums.
I honestly, do you prefer the first or the I have not one? Even listened to the second one because I'm so scared that I'm not gonna like it. And I know that there's a version of I'm drawing a blank. Christmas, or what's her song? Her original Christmas jam. Dun, 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 dun. I don't want a lot. Right? That's it.
All I want for Christmas is you.
So she has a song. She redid that song and made another version with Bieber on it. And I don't want to listen to that. I don't want to subject myself to that. So I was like, I'm not going to listen to the second album. But she did have a Christmas special. And my daughter, she loves Mariah Carey. She sat on that couch and watched all of it by herself. So I, like I said, I love the Mariah Carey Christmas album. That one's really good. And I know there's Christmas songs I really do love here and there. Like I said, the John Williams Carol of the Bells. That's one of my most favorite. But the a cappella version from Home Alone. That one is so good.
Yeah, I think that's probably, of Carol of the Bells, that's going to be my favorite version of it. I think that's, to me.
Did you just steal that from me right now?
No, I said of that song. Yeah, who doesn't know that one? That one, obviously, if you grew up in any time of age and you've seen Home Alone, know that song is badass.
And I sung it in choir, so I think I have just a little extra special thing because I had that. That was a song. Okay, so in choir, I was, especially at the beginning of the days of me being choir, I was an alto. So being an alto, a lot of times, especially when you're in beginning choir, like in middle school especially, it's like the sopranos always get the fun parts and you're just kind of a little bitter, you're a little sour. But then once you actually start, it seemed like getting more into choir because I was in choir from like middle school all through high school. And I went through different choir programs because I moved a lot, went to different schools. But it seemed like it, as I got older and progressed and stuck with choir and was in it when I got older, so I went from like second alto to second soprano. That was my range. But we started getting more fun parts. It wasn't like the sopranos hogging all of like the beautiful melodies and all this other stuff. It's like, and I don't know, Carol of the Bells was really fun to sing, be like even being an alto. So I have super fond, affectionate memories of that song. Let me think. I don't know. I just like Christmas music. I think it sets a good tone. I listen to non-Christmas music during Christmas time, but I usually try to just like focus on listening to that. And the Christmas albums that we actually own, I think is just the Phil Spector one, right?
We own the Bad Religion as well, and the Elvis.
Oh, the Bad Religion, that's right. And the Elvis.
A few other ones, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But the Sharon Jones and the Dab Kings, that's something that we need to get, but we have not. Exactly. We sell it at Stinkweeds. We can just pick it up anytime.
Yeah, we can pick that up. And I regret not getting the NSYNC Christmas album from Urban Outfitters, a reissued NSYNC, the Christmas album, No Strings Attached, and the first album. And I did not grab any of them. And I'm really disappointed in myself that I didn't do that. That was last year.
I'm pretty sure they're still on clearance.
Probably. And then they also released the Christina Aguilera, the first album, because I actually did like that. It was actually a pretty solid album, her first effort. Didn't get that. Kind of regret that. I didn't give a shit about Britney Spears' first album. Not going to lie. I remember borrowing that CD from somebody, and I just literally liked none of the songs on there. The only song that I liked was she did a cover of The Beat Goes On from Cher. That was the only song that was good. But other than that, I didn't care. But back to Christmas stuff. Yeah, so we hope that you guys... Is there anything else you want to say about some good old Christmas music that you want to recommend?
I think my favorite song... We had this conversation not too long ago, and then I said something, and then you and Mimi got really mad at me about probably my number one Christmas song. So what's your number one Christmas song?
I don't remember the... It was probably... I hate when people force me to just pick one. Like, I can't just pick one. Number ones, the few of them that come to my mind.
Yes.
Okay, the John Williams Home Alone version of Carol of the Bells, that one. And then the This Christmas, I think, is by Donny Hathaway, that version of it. Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder. And then also, did I say Steve? I hope I said Stevie Wonder earlier, because that's what I meant. Hope I didn't say Stevie Williams.
You said Stevie Wonder.
Okay, I'm like, whoa, my brain's gone. Christmas too much on the brain. And that Little Christmas Tree, that one. Oh. I'm not going to say that. Let me finish my list. Eartha Kitt's Only. That is the number one Christmas song I hate and love. One of the other songs that I super love is Eartha Kitt's version of Santa Baby. And the number one, and also I was like, there's a song, and I've avoided this song somehow, have not, and maybe it's because of, thank God for Google Play, so I don't have to listen to the radio all the time on Christmas music, because my number one, literally passionate, the only way I would hate this version more is if J-Lo did this song. And it's Madonna's version of Santa Baby. I fucking hate that song. It's like... when I hear it, it just pisses me off, and it makes me the Grinch, which is actually that song, which is like sing talking, the you're a mean one, Mr. Yeah, Grinch.
I know.
That's an awesome song, but Madonna's version of Santa Baby literally gets under my skin. It makes me mad. If I'm driving, I just want to fucking drive my car to a wall, like, even though I have the opportunity and the free will to change the station, I do change it, but it makes me that angry. I cannot stand. I hate that song more than Andrew hates Buble. Okay, like, I hate that version of it, but the Eartha Kitt version is amazing. I do own it, the Eartha Kitt version, but I hate that song.
But back to your number one songs. Just give me one more song.
I just said the Eartha Kitt Santa Baby. Another song, it would... I don't know, a lot of that Kacey Musgraves stuff. A song that I don't hate, but that does... I do, like, you know, I'll turn the dial when it comes on, is Jose Feliciano's Feliz Navidad. I just...
I mean, being Mexican and always being, like, you know... Well, you're Mexican, you know the song. This is your favorite, isn't it? Type deal. I think it kind of puts a damper on that song for us.
I actually had to sing that in church for Christmas time. Because, you know, churches always do, like, the pageants and all that stuff during Christmas time. And I will never forget. First of all, I'd never really cared for that song. Just never cared for it. Overplayed. And I remember, never forget, so I was there with two other girls, and we were singing the song, and got to the end, and there was something wrong with my mic stand, and I couldn't put the mic back in the mic stand. So like a dummy. I had to literally, like, the other two girls didn't even come to save me. Like, oh, what's wrong with your mic stand? They just, like, put their mics away and just, like, fucking ran off and left me up there. And I just had to, like, get my mic and just, like, place it next to, like, the stand. Like, okay, like, and everybody was laughing at me. And then I ran off stage. I'll never forget that. But, and that's not why I hate the song. I already didn't like it. But, you know, it probably makes me extra not like it. But nothing is worse than Madonna Santa Baby.
So my favorite songs, if I had to pick like a couple, at least three, the original version of Little Drummer Boy. The original one with,
I don't know who it's by.
I think it's by some church group. I looked it up and I cannot remember. The Christmas Song by Nat King Cole.
Oh, of course. I've heard that one.
Yeah. And then, I mean, I could say Josh Groban's Oh Holy Night, because that's one of my favorite songs. Like, literally, I love that goddamn song. I don't know why. I just think it's a really good version.
It is. It's a wonderful version of it.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. But, yeah, I mean, I listen to Christmas. We listen to Christmas music nonstop. Obviously, the classics are the classics, but I do like to see, like, new Christmas music being made. It makes me happy. The Casey Musgraves was something. I'm sure there's tons and tons of Christmas music out there that we're not aware of. And feel free to let us know, especially before the end of the season, because we'd love to listen to it. Even if it's not that good, we still want to listen to it so we can judge it. Or at least
try it out.
Not judge it. My bad. That's not what the right thing to say. But, you know, we obviously, in our household and from anybody's household, Christmas music is something that's essential. If you don't celebrate the holiday, you know, Christmas, then, you know, it's not, but we celebrate Christmas, so we love Christmas music.
Yeah, and actually the Peanuts, the Vince Guaraldi trio, I think that's Guaraldi, I can't remember how to pronounce it, which is, that does the Peanuts Christmas album. That one's a really good Christmas album, too. I listen to that as well. But that's most of the Christmas music that I listen to, pretty much. I hope you guys listen to the same. Do you care about the Hippopotamus song? How do you feel about that?
So the Hippopotamus song, some people love it, some people hate it. My dad, you'd always talk about the Hippopotamus song. He loved it. So I always have an appreciation for it. I do like the original version of it. I listen to it, but like on 99.9, they don't play it very often. It's one of those songs where you can't listen to it all the time, because if you do, you will literally want to run into the wall.
But the reason why they didn't play it all the time wasn't because of that. It was because, so back in the day, obviously before streaming and all this other stuff, you know, more people would tune in and listen to 99.9 for Christmas music, because it was pretty much the only option if you wanted constant Christmas music here during the holiday season. So they used to withhold it and play it not even once an hour. It was like once every 2 hours or three, because people would listen and tune in to wait to hear that song, because it was the most requested Christmas song on that station.
It still is from last time I heard. It's just one of those songs that people want to listen to. I've heard it one time this season on the radio, and I listened to 99.9 all fucking day. And I listened to Michael Bublé's Dumbass Come On all fucking day, and I talk shit to my coworker who loves Michael Bublé, who literally said that Michael Bublé is better than Mariah Carey.
And then for Christmas music.
And I told him, then why did Michael Bublé cover her original song that is a fucking classic? And he had nothing to say, because Michael Bublé is mediocre at best.
So we obviously love Christmas music in this house. And one more thing before we wrap it up here and let it go. Did you ever hear one Christmas album, actually, really quick, that's really good, that I don't listen to all the time, I think I kind of have to be in the mood to listen to it, is the She and Him, which is the Zooey Deschanel and M Ward. They have a Christmas album. That one's pretty good. Death Cab for Cutie has a cool Christmas song. And I like listening to random Christmas songs like that like are from indie artists, where they just did like a song or two.
Jimmy World has one too, I believe.
Yeah, you said you hear that a lot too. So I like that kind of stuff. Like I said, DJ Jazzy Jeff's Holiday Mix has a lot of really cool R&B songs, has a ludicrous Christmas song.
I believe that's from Fred Claus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I think it is, too. But you know that song, Baby, It's Cold Outside?
Yes.
Do you ever hear the controversy about that, like a year or two ago, that they were talking about?
I mean, when you listen to it, it is kind of rapey.
Okay, but my thing is, I do totally see that. I see that side. But at the same time, I also thought, like, to me, when I think about that song, and even then when I would, like, listen to the lyrics, I'm like, okay, I totally understand how somebody would interpret that. But the way I always interpreted it, and I still do to this day, is that song was written forever ago, ages ago, in a completely total different time. The culture was completely different. So I always read it as, like, when I was able to actually, you know, comprehend and dissect things, was her saying, like, she is having fun and she is, like, wanting to do whatever she's doing, but she just doesn't want people to judge her for it. Like, she's doing things based off her own free will. So she's kind of playing it off, like, wow, like, you know, what's in this drink, huh? Like, you know, I'm feeling this way. And it's not because she was actually like, I'm so intoxicated. She was just like, you know, it was her excuse to do the behavior that she wanted to do, and that she didn't want her father, her brother, whoever, to judge her for that. So it's easy to say, like, you know, hey, it's cold outside, and you know, I had to warm up by the fire, and I had to warm up to this person. And, you know, I stayed inside because it was just, it's cold, you know, having some drinks, doing this and that, one thing led to another. So that's just my opinion. I obviously didn't write the song. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't even know who wrote the song, but that was always my interpretation of it. So it was always kind of surprising that people were, not that they interpreted it different way, because we're allowed to interpret things on our own, but that it was just so strongly that way. And trust me, I'm very, you can ask Andrew, like, I'm very, usually I 100% see. So I do see, but I don't know. I interpret it differently. What do you think?
I think the one line that's kind of super creeper to me, and this is the one we talk about at work, is when he says, God, your lips look delicious. I'm like, listen, there's a way, you know, you're coming on pretty strong, buddy. But like you said, it could be that they're already, you know, in type of relationship. And that's because she does say, like, what will my sister or siblings say? Because, like you said, it was written at a different time. So it could be, you know, interpreted a different way. Because, like you said, written at a different time, and people were more judgmental back in the day about,
towards,
you know,
women, towards especially. Women.
Yeah. So, you know, I have no issues with it. I like the song. I like, you know, it's an easy song to joke around about, too, at work when you're working and stuff like that. But it's a good song. It's a classic.
And actually, something before we go, you actually played at an event this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I played at the Mary Jane Market.
Yes, which is on 44th Avenue in Indian School.
Yeah, I played with the Phoenix Vaqueros. I played a really small set. We were having some issues, so it kind of cut into my set. And I was just a guest there, and I always want to highlight them first and foremost, because it was their event. So I let them use some of our equipment, and it was a really nice time. The taco lady, Baja Roots, shout out to her. Tacos were fucking good. So it was a really nice event.
Yeah, so that was a cool event. We were there for a minute. Like we said, we've just been consumed with family and Christmas stuff, which is usual for most people this time of year here, you know. And we just want to thank you for listening. Our Instagram is Just Keep Spinning Podcast. Our email is justkeepspinningpodcast@gmail.com. So you can say you love us, you hate us. You can say you hate us because you love Michael Bublé or whatever it is. If you want to feature your music on the show, you can email it to us, contact there, or Just Keep Spinning Podcast, which is the Instagram. You can DM us.
We actually did get our submission. We just haven't had time to get it onto the computer and sampled and cut and stuff like that. So, but we will, for the artist who did submit it, I cannot pull my phone up right now, but we will have your feature up pretty soon.
Yeah, so we really just hope that you guys are having a good time doing whatever it is you're doing, whether you choose to celebrate Christmas, you choose to celebrate something else, or you choose not to celebrate anything at all. We hope that you're having an awesome time and that it's not as hectic for you as it is for most others this time of year, and that you feel comforted and some type of warmth, because I know for the holidays, for some people, it's kind of a sore spot or a hard time for them, whether it's because they went through stuff during this time of year, or maybe you just don't have a lot of family, that sort of thing. So we hope everybody is enjoying their time the way they want to. And thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single listen. Every time you like a picture or leave a comment or anything, any type of interaction that we see from anyone or any feedback, we always appreciate it. We are so grateful that we do get to do this. And we, even though it is work, like we always say that, we have fun doing it too.
Yeah, we really enjoy this. So yeah, really, really appreciate you guys listening. Keep on listening to us. We will have another episode next week. I think we're going to talk about Christmas movies next week. It might be another short episode. Like I said, super people are super busy. We don't want to force them into our third chair, but we have a lot of stuff coming up next year that we're really excited about.
Yes, we have a lot of things in the works, a lot of things planned. I'm in the record club, The Crate Creepers, and you can check us out too. I have some mixes up with...
Yeah, that's what I forgot to mention. We have a Mixcloud. We switch from SoundCloud and stuff like that. So it'll be The Crate Creepers will have their own, but right now their mixes are on the Just Keep Spinning. So it's just Mixcloud. Just search Just Keep Spinning and you'll find our mixes. Right now, the mixes that are up are our RSD Zia mixes. So Drea's, Edna's, myself, and our friend Jesse. All four mixes are up, and we'll continue putting mixes up that we make at home or that we're just, you know, our previous mixes from other events will be up pretty soon.
Yeah, and if you want to follow the record club, the Instagram is Crate Creepers. You can keep up with us on there. We post our events. We have some shirts for sale if you would like to buy them. I personally love our shirts. I think they're super cool.
Shout out to Merch Pro.
Shout out to the Merch Pro for making those. The Instagram is at the Merch Pro. Andrew came up with the initial design, and then he cleaned it up a little bit to make it probably just a little bit more sleek looking, but Andrew did a great job on that, so thank you Andrew for doing that.
Yep.
And like we said, thank you for listening. Thank you for anything that you've done for us. We really appreciate everything, and you guys allowing us the privilege to do this and giving us the audience that you are. And with that being said, don't stop digging and just keep spinning.
Thanks, guys.